Has he been droning on about his tower? The man was only here for a year. Anyway, I'm Captain Hughes, and you're in the gatehouse guardroom, where off-duty soldiers warmed themselves by a fireplace. Look at these walls. That's a stone sandwich. Two layers of dressed blocks, we call those ashlar, then a core of rubble, flint, and chalk. These lime mortars are the strongest you'll find, high clay content from the Purbeck Peninsula. This is the toughest point of the defence. Outside, by the doorway, you'll see a vertical slot that held one of two portcullises. Holes in the walls opposite held drawbars, supporting massive oak doors. Above were machicolations, floor openings, and murder holes, used for dropping, say, boiling water on enemies. Then, above that, wooden fighting platforms for archers. Ah, almost a shame that now, March of 1646, I'm here to blow the place up on order of Parliament. I'll charge £200 to take it down, with the help of military and local quarrymen. They call us sappers, a skilled job. You need to know how castles are engineered, where they're weakest. You can take down walls with fire, or gunpowder, or pick away key stones, or, lastly, dig tunnels underneath, prop with timber, fill with brushwood, set fire to the lot, and watch it collapse. We'll mostly dig, though we found 15 barrels of gunpowder, so we'll use that on the keep. It'll be fun watching masonry bounce down the hill. I'm worried about this gatehouse, though, with that local mortar. I'll be embarrassed if it stays standing. Don't think I can't hear your tatting. I know locals say we'll plunder the place. Well, let me introduce you to one of our honest, God-fearing men. Then, you make up your own mind.